Yes, a very good evening to you, or good afternoon to you, or good morning, man, whatever you are feeling. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. My name is Kanjengo Gamiogulung Kwanyoga. It is a beautiful Monday, man, or depending on whatever you're calling it. Either it's beautiful or it was horrible, but you survived, right? You came through, you went through, you won, you lost, you got rejected, but you survived, right? So you gotta go back. Reassemble, plan, go through those nasty, bad comments they gave you. Then go back again. Go back again. We try. It is something which I know people, a lot of us are crying out there. I'm included. A lot of us are crying out there that our things are not going through. But I just got a taste of such things, where my job is to write the proposals. Bro, the rejections. If you are in a research department or marketing department, or you pitch or you are looking for funding, I know how you feel. So that's why I'm here today to say good afternoon, good morning, good evening to you. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. It is a 1 hour session, and we are rebranding this session, or we are turning it a bit around to say that we are going to avail this time, the Business and Economic segment, supposed to talk to you, supposed to listen to you. You're supposed to use this platform, make money from it, get client from it. So that is now the Business and Economic segment. Let us talk about your product. Let us talk about your services. Let us talk about your innovation. Let us talk about entrepreneurship to the core. Let us talk about the conducive environment. What do you need to be done? But more importantly, we have 30 minutes every day, Monday to Friday, waiting for you as a company, as an innovator. Come and buy the 30 airtime and come here and have a conversation so we talk about your product, so we talk about your services, so we talk about that initiative, that innovative product you came up with. Because we keep listening to people on Eagle FM complaining. Everyone is saying, okay, cool. Now we are at a certain juncture where we need to do certain big things. New sectors are popping up left and right. Policies are being drafted. Like today, I attended one of the policy consultations of Minister of Trade. The demand, the needs of society are changing. So where are you entrepreneurs? Where are you innovators? So we've been preaching about this thing that we're going to use Eagle FM. We're going to talk. We're going to what? Okay, cool. Let us see if you will now walk the talk. The Business and Economic segment is going to be a 1 hour show every day. And it's looking for companies, small or big, whatever budget you have. We have this 30 minute, which is dedicated to your product, to your service, to your innovation. Instead of you complaining every day that things are not working, there are no customers, there are no what. Now, we are giving you 30 minutes. Send us your budget. We give you the 30 minute and the 30 minute for your customer interaction. People can call through and talk about your product and talk about your service. And we are starting this session today, as you are going to hear that we are going to stream the Bank of the Development Bank 20th anniversary. Why are we streaming the Bank of the Development Bank anniversary? It's quite key to our entrepreneurship journey. And that's why for this first session, we are going to start with them. It's because entrepreneurship, or that journey, or that entrepreneurship journey, cannot start without funding. And that's why for today, we are starting with that journey, that entrepreneurship conversation, with a stream of this event, with a stream of DBN, which is so critical at the funding, at the de-risking, at the project preparation for our economy. And it's just to give you a classical example that yes, we do have a platform in a country that we're supposed to use as entrepreneurs, that we're supposed to use as policymakers and investors, and facilitate and promote entrepreneurship. We talk about matters that will change, that will improve, that will make us become better investors, that will make us be better entrepreneurs, that will make us be better consumers, that will make us better financiers, that will understand our environment well. So we need to restructure and rebrand everything that we talk about on the radio, on Eagle FM, because it's a whole platform dedicated to us to shape how we do things. We cannot keep aspiring of a society, but we are not doing the necessary work. As I keep saying, there is no entrepreneur out there who is going to come to me and say, no, you do not understand how I feel what I went through. No, I sit where I write 2 or 3 or 4 proposals daily, and all of them being rejected. So I know how you feel. But I don't want us to turn our anger and our frustration into just complaining. Can we promote entrepreneurship? Can we make people understand? Can we make the policymaker get the picture of what needs to be done? I was listening to Madame Ipumbu today, and I listened to Dr. Umavindu. I love the passion. Then I listened to the question that are coming from the room when that special economic zone is being spoken about, the question that are being asked. And you can see people want the changes. People want the things to be done differently. But now the key question remains: are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we having the conversation that matter, that contribute to that entrepreneurship journey, to that investment, to those beautiful policies, to that inclusivity? Are we having such a conversation that are enlightening and empowering? Because if you were a policymaker and you were at Home Affair today and you listen to the questions that are coming from the public and from the entrepreneurs and from various organizations or representatives of businesses, I'm sure you're going to go back to your office enlightened. And that's why now, that is what we should do when it comes to Eagle FM. That if somebody tune on and open or switch on a radio or their app to listen to Eagle FM, let them be enlightened about the society that we seek, the society that we want. And if they tune in between 1800 and 1900, every day, Monday to Friday, they want to hear your product and your services that you are rendering. From Ondangwa to Katima Mulilo to Luderd to Opuo, you have a 30 minute dedicated to you. Look through your budget. What do you have? Can we meet each other halfway? I don't want you to be at home. I don't want you to be at your market. I don't want you to be a stall complaining about clients not coming through. Come, let us talk. Let us document your story. Because the entrepreneurship that we want to promote, it cannot be done in vacuum. And there is no this thing. I know many of us, we just think maybe, okay, everything just need to come for free. There is no such a things. There is no such a things. Also, Eagle FM is not an NGO. But it's a platform created for us to empower each other and to facilitate what needs to be done. We are facilitating a conversation. We are talking to your client. We are talking to your consumers. It's up to you now. Can you take advantage of that opportunity that exists? The main reason you come on air to criticize a certain ministry, go through your budget and come and talk about your product here. Come and talk about your product. Come and talk to your consumers. Come and talk to your client. Because we have this mindset among ourselves that somebody will fix things. I've realized somebody is not fixing anything. Until we change their mindset, until we change the way they think. So stop complaining about your client. Stop complaining about the market. Come and you have to spend something for something to happen to unlock the potential of your whatever you are selling, whatever you're innovating. And that's why now we're saying that, okay, cool. As we move this journey, we need to restructure Eagle FM. And we did it to say it's a bread and butter. We want to talk about bread and butter. When you mean bread and butter, we mean economic matters that make you to grow, to create wealth, to start something. Either you create it, either you improve it when you saw it somewhere, but for us to start taking ownership of our economy, and taking ownership of our economy requires us to have a different mindset. And I'm going to go back to something I keep preaching, that no matter how good you are, if you are surrounded by people with a different vision, it's going to be very difficult. And I'm experiencing this. I experience this. I get to see that until everyone within the cycle understand it, it's going to be very difficult for you guys to move forward. And it's the most frustrating, especially for us who are not leaders. Like, I'm not a leader. I'm just an implementer. And you have a bunch of asset within, and each asset is going the different direction, and you want to implement, it becomes very difficult. So that's why now one of the things that I'm only learning is that the mindset is very, very important. And we can use now Eagle FM to change the mindset of our people, to have a conversation that facilitates growth, to look at a certain aspect of our economy, and without you coming on air, without you just pointing a finger to somebody. I want us, especially people who call on Eagle FM, I want us to cultivate a culture. You come on air, let us point the finger to that police. Let us point the finger to that gap that exists in the market. And more importantly now, what can we do about that gap? Before, look within yourself, look at yourself first. What can I do? Can I recommend it to somebody? Can I call someone? Can we have a conversation? There is a culture which has been built in our economy that we depend on government. And it started during when we came from exile, even though not all of us went on exile. When we got independence, Namibia existed before the colonial time. Namibian people have been here. But after independence, there was this dependence on government so much. And you can listen to people who call on Eagle FM that they are suffering from this dependency syndrome. Every problem or opportunity that exists or gap, they run, government should fix. And you can see there is no entrepreneurial mindset in many of us Namibians. There is no innovative approach or mindset among ourselves. That's why the first thing, when there is something not going well within our society, we run to say government. Government is the first thing. And to me now, there is a problem. To me now, there is the downfall of us. So from the policymakers to the people, to the public, we have a common problem. When you come to your policymakers, when there is something missing and they are unable to solve it, they run to Europe, they run to China. They go look for things that they have. While the public run to government. Government run to Europe, IMF, World Bank. Because there is no sense of entrepreneurship among us. So that's what I'm saying, can we cultivate a culture of entrepreneurship, of innovation, of taking ownership? We facilitate that process. And it will take steps, I know. It will take steps. And that's when I'm saying that for us, Eagle FM now, many of you are complaining. Many of you are struggling to reach the market. Many of you have beautiful product or beautiful services. Somewhere in Okaukwe, somewhere in Ruakana, wherever you are finding yourself, you have beautiful product that you want to tell the world, that you want to tell the world of Namibia that you have that services. And you are saying, okay, cool. Between 1800 and 1900, every day, Monday to Friday, I want you to look through your budget. I want you to call Eagle FM and say, okay, I want to come and talk about my product. We will give you 30, you'll buy a 30 minute and we'll give you the 30 minute for free. And we will come here and interrogate you on your product and on your services. Me, Dwight, and another lady are going to interrogate you here on the product and the service of yours. What are you offering? Why do you think it's unique? What are you solving? Why do you want Namibian people to buy that product? And also, in that free 30 minutes we are going to give to you, we will also allow certain callers to come through, give you critical feedback, criticize you, laugh at your product, say it's interesting, say it's you did wrong, so that when you leave our studio, you go do what needs to be done to improve your product. So that is that is now the structure, that is the direction that we want to go. It's now up to you. It's now up to you as a Namibian. And I will make sure I listen to every program on this radio. So I listen to what people are saying. Because you cannot just be complaining and not to be part of certain solutions. You cannot just be there saying blacks hate each other, black hate each other. Okay, cool. What are you doing about now supporting, facilitating, engaging with a fellow black, spending your money with a fellow blacks? So what is preventing you? Because all of us are talking so much, having so many conferences, calling, no, just come and talk to me, just see me, just send me an email, and do nothing and we ignore. So now can we take the practical steps? Or are we going to sing to Lucky to Ben say it's a black on black? Because the blacks are the one who are complaining mostly. They are the one who are poor. They are the one who are under poverty. But what are you doing to solve the situation? Are you spending money within your community? Are you empowering each other? Are you investing? Are you facilitating? Or which one are you doing? Beautiful people. A conversation needs to happen. And a platform needed to happen to facilitate a certain product, to facilitate a certain product to be taken to the market. Certain services need to be taken to the market. You have a beautiful product there in Okaukweo. You have a small workshop there in Okakarara. You are selling some milk there in Okamatapati. I don't know what they have in Okalondo. Any entrepreneur there? What do they have? I don't know. You see, you have something somewhere happening in Okongo. Come and talk. We are streaming all over the country. We are being listened to via social media. We have a whole app which does not go off air. How will you just go wrong? How bad is your product and your services? So we should turn this opportunity or platform to talk to each other, to advertise each other businesses and services. Of course, at a fee, because the platform needs to feed each other. So, or we turn it into this thing that we just used to complain every day. And what value do we derive then? What value do we derive then? So we need to have a conversation as a community, as people, as aspiring entrepreneurs, graduate, and people who failed 200 times like me, consultants, investors, analysts, all of us, we have a whole platform from Zambezi to Kavango that we can use. So that even when you're going to need the service, you are able to call us. And we are also going to create our own database. You use our service. We create our own database. We list you. We put you on our social media to say, okay, this is who companies in Okongo. He do welding and whatever. We will put it on our social media. And anybody want to use your service, they will also use your service. So use our services. We also advertise you. We make you known. So that is the synergy we need to create among ourselves. Yes, for the past 2 years, you have used Eagle FM to complain and to complain and to complain. Okay, cool. If you're an entrepreneur now, you have 30 minutes offered to you. Tailor made for your budget. Come through. You talk about your product. You talk about your services. We take your details down. We create a flyer for you. And we also put it on our social media. We create our own database there. So anybody want your service somewhere in Okaukwe, wherever you are, I'm sure you will get some visibility. So we need to be deliberate about the things that we want to achieve. We need to be deliberate about what we want to achieve as a country, as a race, as a continent. Not just too much every day and crying and whatever. Nobody's having it easy. Unless those that maybe, as we are hearing the stories, those that are born by politicians, they are having it easy. But for the majority of you and me, we are not. But there are certain platforms being created for us to grow, to do what needs to be done. Young lady, young man, we gotta work, bro. We gotta grind. We gotta innovate. We gotta create what needs to be done. So it's now up to us to utilize certain platforms that have been created. So we grow. So the choice is now up between me and you. Will we do what needs to be done? Will we make the move? Will we use the Eagle FM as we're supposed to use it? Or are we going to stick to the past? Use it to complain? Use it to insult each other? Because there is such a strong... There is this strong narrative among ourselves that social media can only be used to spread the bad news. And it's true. Like the USA and the European are using it to make sure that only their content get out there. They control the narrative. But how about also we step up? If the media is so powerful in spreading certain messages, let us create a platform where your company is going to be known, your product is going to be known. Can't we do that? We need to stop whining and crying. We need to stop the whining and the crying. We really need to stop. And start doing what needs to be done. So Eagle FM have started their process. We created just 1 hour now. And if it continue and people come through wanting their 30 minutes, we can extend it to 2 hours. Come and talk about your product. Let the people criticize you here. I want you to go home crying. And not become like, no, they are so bad. No. You go and improve the product. You go and improve the service. So you decide how you like it. Can we make you cry or can we make you happy? But we are going to be raw on you. We're going to ask you questions about your product and about your service. So it can be known. So wherever you are finding yourself, and why should Namibian people buy it? Why should they consume this? So such a type of conversation need to happen. The question is now, are you willing and are you ready?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, mm. and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
So, when we started, we said we will facilitate a conversation among Namibian people. And we want to stick to that. We just keep improving that conversation in line with what Namibia need, in line with the economic changes and the societal needs. And I wish people, as we keep talking, as we keep having a conversation, that everyone get that. Because when you are hearing 33 billion came into Namibia, but only 10% of that money was actually gone to Namibians, then you're supposed to be worried. And this worry should not make you run and say politicians are bad. Yes, they are bad. They have been bad for years. But this supposed actually, the first thing that's supposed to come to me and you mind that we really, really need to take advantage of this thing. What can we create? How can I market that product or that services? These new sectors that are emerging, how can me as a young dude from Okaukweo or Tintabis, how can I penetrate? Who can I talk to? Who can I join? Which platform can I use to advertise my services? So these are the questions we need to start having as a country, as a society. But right now everyone is crying, yes, local content. We need to improve how we are going to utilize the local content policy. We need to be ready ourselves to be able to fit within the local content. We need to avoid the local content which is just going to push people around to participate in certain sector even without expertise. But we ourselves, we now start to educate ourselves, something that we barely do. Education is not about you going to UNAM or NASTO, IUM or Velevichia. No. There is not education at all. It's about studying your economy and understanding it.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora estatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding.
So, in all our conversations that we are going to have and establish, as we look and we keep bringing you different content, something that I'm appreciating my team, even though me and my team, we fight a lot, that is something that I'm always going to appreciate. We keep bringing you different content. And I want us to view such different content not as news. I'm not interested in news. I'm interested in economic information that will make me better. I'm interested in a company that is solving problems. I'm interested in a company that is creating comfort and convenience for me and my kids and my people and my continent. I'm interested in knowing that a company has been started that is going to polish a diamond, is going to do what? Turn it into jewelries. I'm interested in that. So we need to view, and that's why when you look at Eagle FM structure, we have less news programs. The early one, which just give you update what is happening in the economy, is very important. Where money is moving, what policies are being done. And the detailed one in at 1 o'clock. Then the other one in one vernacular at that time. But most of our shows are talk shows. Why? We want to facilitate a conversation about economic matters and how can we do better. We are streaming event like the one that we are waiting now is about DBN. Why do we want to stream DBN? DBN is the biggest financier in our economy. They spend more than billions of dollars in our economy. They are celebrating 20 years. Why should we celebrate 20 years with them? Can we listen to what they are saying and we say, you can do better. You can improve. And you with your small company or startup, then you also know, can I go to DBN or can I go to DBN? So we are facilitating such conversations to enable you to pick your side, which sector are you going in? And we are not only facilitating conversation, we created a platform for you, your product, your services to be heard. Anyway, why do you think we are the first one to create an app? Why do you think so? Even if the radio go off, our radio is on wherever. Why do you think we did that? We want your service and your product to be heard. That is what you want. Whether you're in Kathmandu, I know people from the south are like, yeah, we don't have our... No. But our app is everywhere. In Luderd, you can listen to us. So now imagine you now using a platform to talk about your product where you will be heard. So are you taking up that opportunity? Are you taking up that platform? And we really, really, really need to have such a type of conversation. And if we don't, we will keep misusing Eagle FM. I don't want to use bad word, but I will. Even if I happen not to be here tomorrow or whatever day, and I tune on the radio to listen and I see this platform not being used as it's supposed to be, I will be disappointed. Because my approach of solving poverty is a different approach. And that's why I actually am here. I'm still here. Since been now 3 years or 4 years, I'm still here. You still hear my voice here and there. I still do research, I still do contribute. It's not because I have one of the most beautiful voice or I'm one of the best person on Eagle. No, I'm not. I just believe there is a better way for us African without asking for help from anybody. Just depending on ourselves. Creating synergy on ourselves. Using the platform that our fellow Africans are creating. Spending money within ourselves. Money should not leave our farm. That is what other people are saying. Money don't leave their farm. Money doesn't leave their cycle. But how about me and you? Where are you taking your money? Where are you taking your money? And tomorrow, do you expect me to bring you my money when you don't bring your money to me? So no matter how cruel that sounds, that is the approach other colleagues are using to keep money within themselves. And we also need to step up to learn this type of tricks. We keep money within ourselves. We advertise with ourselves. We spend, we buy bread from ourselves. We buy shoes from ourselves. We keep the money. But if we are spending so much time criticizing ourselves, hating ourselves, not teaching and not training ourselves, every new development in Namibia is going to be done by somebody from Germany, from Canada, from Australia. And if somebody is going to call me to say, Kanjengo, let's go demonstrate against Australian, against Chinese, against... I'm not going to. I'm going to say this loudly. I'm not going to. Because I've been here for the past 4 years, educating myself and educating you. Yeah, not the best education is not Harvard. But have you learned anything? I've created the platform. I've written a platform. I mean, proposal. I've sent them to you. I've invited you. And you haven't, and now you want me to go chase people who are using their mind and their capital to do what needs to be done. I'm going to refuse. I will refuse. And that's why I say I get so bad, because in my other life, when I do my other things, when I'm even applying for something that I want to do, and people look that, no, you are associated with the media, you find them having issues that, no, you are associated with the media. And something that hurts me very badly, because they do not know why am I associated with this media. They do not know why I do this. So, colleagues, let us do what needs to be done.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional...
Young people are creating companies. Old people are creating companies. You have a product, you have a service. No matter how small, no matter how big. It needs to be known. It needs to be advertised. It needs to be promoted. We are penetrating market. We are promoting market. I mean, product and services. The African Continental Free Trade Area is coming. Which country are you targeting? Which product do you want to sell? Which sector? Which competition do you face? And how do you get in? How do you penetrate? What needs to be done? Who needs to hear your product? It's a question, and we need to learn something, especially us small entrepreneurs and upcoming ones. Why do you think DBN is advertising? As big as they are, with government guarantees for them to borrow from anywhere they want, and they're advertising. And you, Kanjengo CC, Nangula Investment, you don't want to do that. Then you need to go back to Entrepreneurship 101. Visibility. And consumers now don't want to spend so much time studying your advert. You really need to make it so simple. You really need actually the convenience, the inconvenience. You need to reduce them by all means. So anything that you're advertising, you need to be on their face, on their ears, on their mind, on their what. And how do you get there is what we need to talk about. And I'm giving in a classical example of DBN. One of the biggest is advertising. Is consistently ensuring it is visible. And it's the company with the money that's supposed to give it to you. but they are continuously improving their visibility, talking about their mandate, talking about their direction, what they want to achieve. And you, Kanchengo CC, you're not even printing a flyer. You're not even doing a presentation anyway. My G. We need to be very, very serious and intentional about what we want to create. And if we are not going to be intentional and deliberate on what we want to create, if we don't become intentional and deliberate, we will spend all our time complaining about the Chinese that are coming, complaining about how they are taking up everything, how they are taking up that, how they are taking up this. Beautiful people, we need to move. We need to utilize every platform that is extended to it. Otherwise, we are going to have problems. Otherwise, we are going to have issues. And we are going to lose everything. We are going to be to go back to the train that took us to Johannesburg. We are going back to the train that took us to Luderd to go work in somebody's diamond mine and gold mine, and they took everything and they left us with nothing. So that's why now we need to utilize certain platforms and create the synergies among ourselves. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. Are you willing to take the steps and create the synergy among yourself? From Luderte to Opuo, create that visibility. We talk about you. You talk about us. You use our services. You use our platform. We grow. When people are talking about, when people are talking about inclusivity, I think many of us have not understood it. Many of us maybe have not understood it. Maybe they think inclusivity is things that are going to be handed to us. Yes, the resources are ours. The resources are ours, definitely. I'm not going to debate. They belong to us. We inherited them. But the key question is that. The key question is this. Do you have what needs to be done? I mean, do you have what is needed to get those resources from the ground or from the air or from the sea? And how big is your company? And do people know that company of yours that you are able to do such services? And that's why now I'm inviting you into a partnership. I'm inviting you into a partnership that we created the platform for me and you to grow. I'm inviting you to join hands so we grow your small company. We improve the conversation. We position you into the market where you need to be positioned. We talk about your product and your services so that every Namibian know that you existed. Unlike these people who are saying, no, there is no this service, there is no that service. But it's because they do not know. But how will they know if you are not taking up the space that need to be taken up for you to be known. So that's why now, as part of that, we keep trying to create spaces. We are trying to create the spaces for me and you so we grow as a team, as a country. And it's all now about willingness. It's all about now taking ownership of this platform that are being created by those who are seeing a picture of something. But if now many of you or many of us are not seeing the picture, then we are going to remain behind. And we are now going to argue and complain and cry. That we were not empowered, or they don't like us, or they are discriminating against us, but it's because we haven't taken the steps. It's because we are remaining behind. It's because we do not want it to be part of the cycle, the hustle and the grind. So I want us to take now practical steps. I'm not saying Eagle FM is the only radio, is the only platform that can give you a voice or that can take your product. I just offered you a space. I just offered you a platform to have a conversation and to get your business known, whether you're in Congo, wherever you are finding yourself. Hello?
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
I am fine. Good evening to you.
No, we are also grateful for the information that you are giving unto us.
Right.
Yes, just a minute on my contribution. Yes, it's true. How do we really understand the spirit of collaborating or working together in any sphere of life, in any area of our life at all?
Mm.
Yeah, because if we do not see or perhaps understand the need of us teaming up, or maybe to harness our resources or our energy or whatever, will that be really possible? Because we think going it alone or individually basis, it's a success. It will lead us to success. But I have come to realize that if people do not work together, they don't combine their energy and their resources, which is very limited sometimes, so we're not able to make it.
All right, sir.
So we're not able to make it. So please, it's good to preach, and we are told that how will they be saved if there's nobody to, helping them, to preach to them, and clear a path for us to move on.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Is the business and economic segment, colleagues? Business, economics, and policies. But at the center of everything is entrepreneurship. We are promoting, or we want to promote, entrepreneurship. Is the only thing which is lacking among us. We are hard workers. We grind harder. But when it comes to innovation and creativity and taking up opportunity in the modern economy, we are struggling. Or some of us, have started, but in terms of going bigger, growing, expanding, it's a struggle for many of us. It's a struggle for many of us. Why? Because we are still not learning the art of how the modern economy works, and we are not creating synergy within other people in different industries to create more visibility And that's why I'm saying that I think one of the opportunities that we didn't utilize about Eagle FM is to bring all our business here. Because we come here when we are complaining, because we know that somebody's listening. How about also we bring all our business here? Because there are people that are listening. If you come say, no, I'm selling a Fukwa colleagues, I'm situated in Havana, whatever you want, a Fukwa, but they come. We haven't tested that. Bigger corporate that are already big are testing it. That's why Paratus is one of our biggest partners. IUM is one of our biggest partners. Velevice is one of our biggest partners. DBN is one of our partners. Those are the bigger corporate that are seeing how bigger the platform and how useful the platform is. But how about me and you? In Okongo, they know Kaukweo. In Kalimbeza or Betani, with your small company, with your medium company that want to expand, that want to take up opportunities. So we need to understand brand visibility and also seeing us being, you know, being known what we can offer and what we can do. Beautiful people. I think there is still so much that we need to teach each other and that need to learn in terms of promoting, in terms of creating visibility. If you look at most of our media are dominated by big companies saying, we donated what? We donated that. Why are they saying we donated that and we donated this? Why? It's because they want to create visibility among themselves. And it's very, very important you do that.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye. The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emitoda njuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashia kengeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
So, colleagues, we needed to facilitate the conversations. We need to facilitate the conversations. We need to take advantage of platforms that can actually take us to the stage where we need to be. And if we don't take up such opportunities, if we don't take up such opportunities, just hold on. Let me just fix something.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the hour.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa yapumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emitoda njuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashia kengeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and...
Yeah, we apologize for that inconvenience. We apologize in that convenience. We were trying to get in touch with our streaming team because there is a DBN 20th anniversary, which is the event is happening today. And we are streaming it live from Drum Boss. So you just actually get to hear the 20 years of funding the Namibian economy, funding entrepreneurs, funding a project, and what role does DBN has still to play in the Namibian economy going forward. And more importantly, even why we should listen to this conversation is that DBN is going to start implementing their five-year strategy from this year. They are going to start implementing their five-year strategy this year. And that five-year strategy is very, very important in terms of going forward. What do they have in that five-year strategy? How is it going to affect the SME funding? How is it going to affect the climate adaptation funding? So as a critical institution that we started with our own money and we continue to give it the guarantee for it to borrow elsewhere, in that five-year strategy, what do they have in terms of building and getting the Namibian economy to the place where we want it to be taken? And that is now the critical why we are streaming this event, or we decided that we go in partnership to say, let us hear what they have achieved. And apart from just hearing what they have achieved, we need also to know or to understand that journey they have came from. But more importantly, going forward, what do they have in store? One of the most prominent issue we have here is that it's about funding, right? It's about financing. It's about accessing capital. It's about accessing capital. And we created now a certain institution to say, okay, we understand that no economy is going to be grown if we do not have a bank of our own that we can control, that we can tell, allocate capital here and here. So we created one. 20 years now, 2 decades. Can we now evaluate together to say, what have you achieved the DBN so far? From Katima to Opuo to Luderd to Wind, what have you achieved? How did you allocate capital? Did you manage to reach or to meet the sustainable development goals? Did you manage to meet or to deliver on our various NDPs in your 20 years? So as we listen, those are some of our evaluation that we need to do as individuals, as entrepreneurs, as policymakers, as startup, or whoever you are that is participating in an Namibian economy. Then we also now get the picture that how do we improve? How do we capacitate? How do we grow? How do we change DBN going forward? Especially now when they are going to implement their five-year strategy. Because as we said, right, there are new sectors that are popping up. Energy is now becoming very important. The drought situation within Southern Africa. The energy situation, the oil and gas situation, the hydrogen situation, the transportation situation. The ballooning youth population that we have. So now we need now as individual, this one of the biggest institutions that we have in the country is in our hand. It uses our capital. We give it guarantees. We give it guarantees left and right. So it's very, very important for us to listen to the journey it went through, so that we can pay attention to where can we fix it. Because DBN belongs to me and you. It's our money, it's our bank. So what can we change? What can we fix? How can we improve it? And how can we get the best of it to build the type of economy that we want? So that should be the focus. Not tomorrow morning you are calling on unpacking the day and you just, complaining. No, no. You listen to what DBN has achieved or has not achieved. You now know that they are embarking on a 5-year strategy. They are starting their new financial year. Now, let us, because we are the main stakeholder. We are the main stakeholder in DBN. And it should not be viewed as something so different, something like a foreign thing. But it should be our thing. They said it should be our thing, so we should take a look at it, we should improve it, and make sure that it is working for us, it is working for our entrepreneurs, and it is working for the infrastructure development, the developmental agenda and our economic agenda, rural to urban. So we have to also review in terms of how they are deploying capital. Are they only spending money or allocating capital within commerce? Are they also deploying capital within our most deprived region, which is Kunene? What are they doing there? And if they are not, what can we say? What can we tell them? So our criticism should be about improving some of our institutions that are doing well. So far, I appreciate their work, but we need to keep getting better and better. So that's why now it is critical for us to listen or to tune into this live stream. And as they document their journey, as they document their 2-decade, as they document their 20th anniversary, we are taking note. We are taking note to ensure we need a platform come to say, let us, how can we improve it? Can you give us your suggestion? We know what the suggestion we need to give so that we build it and we tailor-made it for ourselves. So colleagues, I think that is all from me. As we say, 1 hour, 1800 to 900. It will be dedicated to you as an entrepreneur. It will be dedicated to your company, to your service, to your product. We're going to sell you 30 minutes, and the other 30 minutes, we're going to give it to you for free to do in the act with our client, our listeners. So they ask about your product, so they talk about your product. So all you have just to call our marketing team, and we grow this economy together. We improve your feasibility. You grow wherever you are. Because Eagle FM, just like DBN, this is our product. It's a Namibian product. And let us create the synergy to build what we want to build together.